Immigration rights activists are calling for rallies and boycotts today like those of a year ago. Congress is still trying to reform immigration policy, and this week, Morning Edition looks at different parts of the debate. We begin in Chicago with a woman who has spent the last 8 months in church. Elvira Arellano was facing deportation when she sought sanctuary in a church on Chicago's west side. And we have a report this morning from Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebohr.
Elvira Arellano is kneeling on a kitchen floor with 10 supporters who have come to visit her today at Adalberto United Methodist Church. They're in a circle holding hands and praying for more favorable immigration laws. The kitchen where they pray is at the back of the second floor apartment slash church office where Arellano's been living. In 8 months, she's never left this small piece of real estate. She has only one private room, her bedroom, but she shares that too.
This is my dog, Daisy.
Daisy looks like a Doberman, but as you can guess from the bark, she's the size of a Chihuahua. Speaking through an interpreter, Arellano says she passes the time by simply staying busy.
No hay tiempo para eso.
Every day, reporters come by. If not, I'm on MySpace where I have over 200 and something friends. I'm always busy, so because I'm busy, I'm not important.
In 2002, Arellano was arrested while working at O'Hare Airport. She was convicted of Social Security fraud for using a fake Social Security number and ordered deported. She didn't want to raise her U.S.-born son out of the country, but she didn't want to leave him here without her either. It was then that she decided to join the 600,000 other people in this country who have defied deportation orders. But instead of silently disappearing, she very publicly sought sanctuary at this church, daring immigration officials to arrest her on holy ground. It's an idea that was used in the 1980s, when churches put up illegal immigrants fleeing political persecution in Guatemala and El Salvador. Once again, political organizers are thinking this public sanctuary idea may be a good way to push the immigration debate forward.
I was so excited when I heard that you guys were going to do some work on this.
Yeah.
Martha Pierce is meeting with a college student in the cramped office of the nonprofit she works for. The two are strategizing ways to get other churches in the area involved.
This is what I've sent out to our members so far.
Okay.
And it's a copy of this pledge, which is kind of like a general summary of what we're asking people to do.
Pierce has sent the letter to about 80 churches. The responses can range from wanting to learn more about the sanctuary movement to offering to house an illegal immigrant. The movement is not just limited to immigrants from Latin America. Ali Caba works with African immigrants, and he's been in contact with a local minister willing to host people.
This is the one time where we don't have to think twice to give you like 15, 20 names in a minute. People are suffering silently, and it will be good for the rest of society to see the face of this problem.
I don't think it would be positive for our communities to have a bunch of sanctuaries and people holed up in different churches.
Carlina Tapio Rano is the president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
I don't see that beneficial for the individuals who are held up in the churches. I don't see it as beneficial for those in the surrounding community, and I don't see that as any type of long-term solution.
Rano says the only real fix for immigration problems will have to come from Congress, and she worries that the sanctuary movement will turn off American voters who haven't yet picked a side in the immigration debate. Furthermore, she says there's no legal basis for the sanctuary movement. Tim Counts with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, commonly referred to as ICE, more or less confirms that in a carefully worded statement.
ICE has the authority to arrest illegal aliens in all locales and prioritizes its enforcement efforts based on investigative leads and intelligence.
Michael McConnell's a member of the first church in Chicago to organize sanctuary 25 years ago. He says at that time, immigration officials didn't violate any sanctuaries.
The sanctuary then and now is important to lift up the human face, the individual stories that come out of economic refuge in this country.
McConnell says he thinks in the 80s, those individual stories changed the political climate and led to the amnesty that was signed by Ronald Reagan in 1986. Organizers of the new sanctuary movement are hoping to unveil a coordinated campaign in the next few weeks, with churches offering sanctuary in 20 cities nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebohr in Chicago.